This is the Sakha Murli of the 21st of August 2025. Essence, sweet children, by following devilish dictates, you became homeless. Now, by following God's directions, you will go to a land of happiness. Question, what hope should you children have in the Father? And what hopes should you not have in the Father? Answer, the only hope you must have in the Father is that you will be made pure by the Father and go back to your home and kingdom. Baba says, children, don't hope that I will give blessings to someone who is ill. There is no question of mercy or blessings here. I have come to make you children pure from impure. I am now teaching you how to perform such acts that you will not perform any more sinful acts. Song. If not today, then tomorrow these clouds will disperse. Om Shanti. You children heard the song. You children know that you now have to return home and that the Father has come to take you back. Only when you are soul conscious can you remember this. If you are body conscious, you are unable to remember this. You children know that Baba has come as the traveler. You too came here as travelers. You forgot your home. The Father has now reminded you of your home, and he explains to you every day that you cannot return home until you have become Sato Pradhan. You children understand that what Baba says is right. When the Father gives you children Srimat, those who are obedient immediately follow those directions. At this time, there is no other Father who gives proper directions. And this is why you have become homeless. Only the one Father gives you Srimat. Some children don't even follow his directions. It is a wonder. They easily follow the directions of their physical fathers. Those are devilish directions. This too is in the drama. However, he has explained to you children, you have reached the state by following devilish directions. Now, by following God's directions, you will go to the land of happiness. That is your unlimited inheritance. He explains to you every day. Therefore, you children should remain very cheerful. Not everyone is allowed to stay here. Even while living at home, you have to remember him. This part is now about to end. You now have to return home. Human beings have completely forgotten this. It is said of someone, he has completely forgotten his home and country. The Father now says, remember your home and also your kingdom. Our parts are now ending. We now have to return home. Have you forgotten this? You children could say, Baba, according to the drama, our parts are such that we forgot our home and we wandered around. It is only the residents of Bharat who have forgotten their elevated religion, dharma, and actions, karma, and their divine religion and divine actions have become corrupt. The Father has now cautioned you, your dharma and karma used to be this. Whatever act you performed there, it was neutral. Only the Father explains the philosophy of action, neutral action, and sinful action to you children. Actions are neutral in the Golden Age. Actions in Ravan's kingdom are sinful. The Father has now come to make your dharma and karma elevated. Therefore, now perform elevated acts by following Srimat. Don't cause anyone sorrow by performing corrupt acts. That is not the work of God's children. Follow whatever directions you receive and imbibe divine virtues. Your food should be pure. If under desperate situations you can't get food, then ask for advice. Baba understands that you might sometimes have to eat something else at your workplace. Since you are establishing a kingdom with the power of yoga and purifying this impure world, it is not a big thing to purify your food. You do have to go to work. It isn't because you now belong to the Father that you can give up everything and come and stay here. There are very many children. Not all of them can stay here. Everyone has to live with their family. Understand, I am a soul. Baba has come to purify us and take us back home. Then we will go to our kingdom. This is the foreign, dirty kingdom of Ravan. According to the drama plan, you have become completely impure. The Father says, I have now come to awaken you. Therefore, follow Srimad. To the extent that you follow Srimad, so you will accordingly become elevated. You now understand that you forgot the Father who makes you into the masters of heaven. Baba has now come to reform you. Therefore, you should reform yourselves very well. You should be happy that you have found the unlimited Father. He talks to you, children, in the same way as you souls talk among yourselves. He too is a soul. He is the supreme soul. He too has a part to play. You souls are actors. There are parts for the highest of all to the lowest of all. On the path of devotion, human beings sing that God does everything. The Father says, my part is not such that I can cure those who are ill. My part is to show you the way to become pure. By becoming pure, you will be able to go home and then also go to your kingdom. Don't have any other hopes in the Father, such as so-and-so is ill and so he should receive blessings. No, there is no question of mercy or blessings where I am concerned. For that, you can go to the sages and holy men, etc. You have been calling out to me, O purifier, come, come and purify us. Take us to the pure world. Therefore, the Father asks you, I am removing you from the ocean of poison and taking you across. So then why do you become trapped in the ocean of poison? That became your condition on the path of devotion. This knowledge and devotion are for you. Sannyasis too speak of knowledge, devotion and disinterest, but they don't understand the meaning of that. Your intellects now have this knowledge and devotion. Later on there will be disinterest. So there has to be someone who can teach you unlimited disinterest. The Father has told you that this is a graveyard. Later, it will become a land of angels. Every act there is neutral. The Father now teaches you to perform such acts that you don't perform any sinful acts. Don't cause anyone sorrow. Don't eat food prepared by impure people. Don't indulge in vice. It is because of this vice that innocent ones are beaten. You continue to see how obstacles are created by Maya. All of this is incognito. It is said that there was a war between the devils and the deities. Then it is said that there was a war between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. However, there is only one war. The Father explains, I am teaching you Raja Yoga for your future 21 births. This is a land of death. Human beings have been listening to the story of becoming the true Narayan, but they haven't benefited from that. You now relate the true Gita. You also relate the true Ramayana. It wasn't just a question of one Rama and Sita. At this time, the whole world is Lanka, an island. There is water all around. This is the unlimited Lanka over which there is the kingdom of Ravan. The one father is the bridegroom and all the rest are brides. The father is now liberating you from this kingdom of Ravan. This is the cottage of sorrow, Shok. The golden age is called the cottage without sorrow, Ashoka. There is no sorrow there. At this time, there is sorrow and only sorrow everywhere. There isn't a single soul who doesn't have sorrow. There are the names such as Ashoka Hotel, the hotel without sorrow. The father says, at this time, consider the whole world to be an unlimited hotel. It is an hotel of sorrow. The food and drink of human beings are like those of animals. Look where the father is taking you. The true cottage without sorrow exists in the golden age. Only the father shows you the contrast between the limited and the unlimited. You children should remain very happy. You know that Baba is teaching you. Your duty is also the same, to show everyone the path to become sticks for the blind. You have the pictures. At school, a teacher points out such and such a country using a map. You too can point out you are a soul, not a body. All souls are brothers. You tell them such a simple thing. They say, we are all brothers. The father says, all of you souls are brothers. You speak of God the Father. Therefore, you must never fight or quarrel among yourselves. When you become bodily beings, you are brothers and sisters. All of you children of Shiv Baba are brothers, and as children of Prajapita Brahma, you are brothers and sisters. You have to claim your inheritance from the grandfather. This is why you remember the grandfather. I have made this child Brahma belong to me, that is, I have entered him. You now understand all of these things. The father says, children, a new divine family path is now being established. All of you, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, are following Shiv Baba's directions. Brahma too is following his directions. The father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the father and continue to reduce all other relationships. There has to be 8 hours of remembrance. You can then rest or do any business, etc., that you want to do in the remaining 16 hours. Don't forget that you are a child of the Father. Don't think that you can come here and stay in a hostel. No, you have to live in your households with your children. You come to the Father to refresh yourselves. People go to Mathura and Vrindavan, places associated with Krishna, in order to have a glimpse of Madhuban. They have created a small model of it on the path of devotion. These unlimited matters have to be understood. Shiv Baba is creating a new world through Brahma. We Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are the children of Prajapita Brahma. There cannot be any question of vice here. When someone becomes a follower of a sannyasi, he changes his costume and puts on sannyasi clothes. whose name is also changed. Here too, when you came and belonged to Baba, Baba changed your names. So many stayed in that bhati. No one knows about that bhati. Such stories have been written in the scriptures. All of this will happen again. The world cycle now turns around in your intellects. The Father too is Swadarshan Chakradhari. He knows the beginning, middle and end of the world. Baba does not have a body of his own. You have physical bodies. He is the Supreme Soul. It is souls who spin the discus of self-realization. How could a soul be shown with those ornaments? This is something that has to be understood. These matters are very subtle. The Father says, in fact, I am Swadarshan Chakradhari. You know that you souls are receiving this knowledge of the whole world cycle. Baba and all of us are residents of the Supreme Abode. The Father comes and gives his introduction. Children, I too am the spinner of the discus of self-realization. I, the purifier, have come to you. You have called out to me to come and purify you and to liberate you. He doesn't have a body of his own. He is beyond birth and rebirth. Although he does take a birth, it is a divine birth. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva or the night of Shiva. The Father says, I come when the night comes to an end. Therefore, I come to make it into the day. In the day, you take 21 births, and in the night, you take 63 births. It is you souls who take different births. You souls came into the night from the day, and you now have to go into the day again. You are being made into spinners of the discus of self-realization. My part is played at this time. I also make you into spinners of the discus of self-realization. You then have to make others into this. The cycle of how you take 84 births has been explained to you. Did you have this knowledge previously? Not at all. You were totally ignorant. Baba explains the main thing, that he is the spinner of the discus of self-realization. He is also called the ocean of knowledge. He is the truth and the living being. He is giving you children your inheritance. Baba says to you children, don't fight or quarrel among yourselves. Don't become like salt water. Remain constantly cheerful and give everyone the Father's introduction. Everyone has forgotten the Father. The Father now says, constantly remember me alone. Incorporeal God speaks to incorporeal souls. You are originally incorporeal. You then become corporeal. A soul cannot do anything without a corporeal body. When a soul leaves his body, there cannot be any movement. That soul immediately goes and plays his part in another body. Understand all of these things very well. Continue to grind them into yourselves. I, the soul, am receiving my inheritance from Baba. You are given your inheritance of the Golden Age. It must definitely have been the Father who gave the people of Bharat their inheritance. When did he give that inheritance and what happened afterwards? Human beings don't know this at all. The Father now tells you everything. You children have been made into spinners of the discus of self-realization. You take 84 births. I have now come once again. I explain things to you in such an easy way. Remember the Father and become sweet. Your aim and objective is in front of you. The Father is the lawyer of all lawyers. He frees you from all arguments. You children should have a lot of internal happiness that you have become Baba's children. The Father has adopted us in order to give us our inheritance. You come here to claim your inheritance. The Father says, while looking after your children, etc., your intellect should be with the unlimited Father in your kingdom. The study is very easy. How can you forget the Father who makes you into the masters of the world? First of all, definitely consider yourselves to be souls. It is at this confluence age that the Father gives you this knowledge, because it is at the confluence age that you have to become pure from impure. Acha. You sweetest, spiritual, mouth-born creation of Brahma, you decoration of the Brahman clan, are even more elevated than the deity clan. You are performing very elevated service of Bharat. You are now becoming worthy of worship. Baba is now making you, worshippers, into worthy of worship and like shells into diamonds. To such spiritual children, good morning, love and remembrance from the mother, the father, Bhagdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Every act you perform should be an elevated act according to Srimad. Don't cause anyone sorrow. Imbibe divine virtues. Only follow the Father's directions. 2. In order to remain constantly cheerful, spin the discus of self-realization. Never become like salt water. Give everyone the Father's introduction. Become very, very sweet. Blessing. May you be a constantly altruistic yogi, and instead of asking for respect, give everyone respect. Whether someone gives you respect or accepts you or not, you should simply consider that one to be your sweet brother or sweet sister. You have to maintain your own self-respect, and with loving drishti and a loving attitude, continue to give soul-conscious respect. To think, I will give respect when that one gives respect, is a royal form of begging. Become an altruistic yogi in this. By showering him with spiritual love, turn an enemy into a friend. Even if someone throws a stone at you, you just give that one a jewel in return, because you are the children of the jewel merchant. Slogan. In order to bring about the renewal of the world, remember two words, instrument and humble. Avyak signal, in order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. The main basis of success in service is renunciation and tapasya. Those who are such renunciates and tapasvis, that is, those who are constantly lost in love for the Father, those who are merged in oceans of love, knowledge, bliss, happiness and peace are called tapasvi. Those who have such renunciation and tapasya are the true servers. Om Shanti.